Nolte, George Clooney vs. Joe Biden feud enters round two with stamina claim. By John Nolte on July 11, 2024. The day after George Clooney ran a New York Times piece calling for Joe Biden to step down, the Biden campaign claimed 284-year-old Joe Biden has more physical stamina than 63-year-old George Clooney. Yes, another wheel came off of Biden's re-election chances Wednesday morning when Clooney, and I'm sure Barack Obama knew nothing about this, brutalized and humiliated Biden on the editorial page of the New York Times. It's devastating to say it, but the Joe Biden I was with 3 weeks ago at the fundraiser was not the Joe Big F-ing Deal Biden of 2010. He wasn't even the Joe Biden of 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. This is about age. Nothing more. But also nothing that can be reversed. We are not going to win in November with this president. On top of that, we won't win the House, and we're going to lose the Senate. This isn't only my opinion, this is the opinion of every senator and Congress member and governor that I've spoken with in private. Every single one, irrespective of what he or she is saying publicly. And I'm sure there is nothing to infer from the fact that Clooney and Barack Obama are besties, or that Obama seemed to go out of his way to embarrass Biden at the massive Hollywood fundraiser Clooney co-hosted just a few weeks before the debate that blew the lid off the sharp as attack hawks. Anyway, the embattled Biden campaign is obviously flailing, which is the only explanation for their absurd response to the Clooney op-ed, where they claim that Biden is more wee macho than Clooney. About 24 hours after the Clooney op-ed ran, Knlaus Kalatoisha said, in response to those comments from George Clooney, Jake, a campaign official who attended that Los Angeles fundraiser tells me that George Clooney left 3 hours before the president. So clearly the gloves are off. CNN's basement-rated Jake Tapper asked, what does that mean, George Clooney left 3 hours earlier? What's the point? The point, Toisha explained, is to suggest that Biden's stamina is better than Clooney's and Clooney didn't have eyes on the entire event. That's the response to the Clooney op-ed. Are we having fun yet? Everyone on the left is finally, getting what they deserve, and that includes Joe Biden, George Clooney, Jake Tapper, and Kalatoisha. To protect the Democrat Party, Biden's obvious and alarming mental decline was covered up by Democrats, celebrities, and the corporate media. They all knew. And now, and once again only to protect the Democrat Party, America's George Clooney's and Jake Tapper's, these serial liars who thought they could drag Biden across the finish line, have to try to force Biden out. Meanwhile, the 2024 presidential election, which the corporate media were hoping to turn into a referendum on Trump, is instead focused solely on the near corpse in the White House who has already sewn up the nomination. There's no forcing him. There's no open convention. The delegates are pledged to him per the party's bylaws. If Joe doesn't want to step down, no one can make him. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.